Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason for a Monday afternoon. It is the 24th day of February. On the phone line with us is Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What did you see over the weekend that was interesting, either in the marketplace or otherwise?
This continued demand in the soybean sector. This goes off the idea that producers fairly well sold up in beans and not a whole lot of beans for sale. There's a lot of corn for sale above the market, but bean-wise, it's awful hard to gather some inventory. We continue to, see the cold weather slowing some transportation down, increasing feed usage, for say. Meals on fire, it looks kind of in tandem with the beans. We've got first notice day coming up through here, and there's talk that some of the commercial trade has set the basis but did not have the futures side of it locked in and had to buy the market here to chase it, for say. That coupled with a little positive news out of the southern hemisphere on ideas that too much rain in some areas and too dry in the other areas where they're trying to get the second crop beans going, and even transportation issues, some flooding in some localized areas. So that gave the market some confidence for the bean to put on the spread as far as buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat early in the day. Wheat came back on ideas of another cold blast coming across the Midwest. As we get into March, these cold blasts become a little bit more significant than they did back in January there, Todd.
Yeah, as you take a look at the corn market, you suggested that there was much left to sell above current prices, and we've rallied from a low in the nearby March contract of $4.06 early in January up to, what, $4.53 last week sometime. So the question then is, can we rally much more, and where is everybody planning to make their sale?
Yeah, we're about 50 cents off that winter low there. Technically, we have a nice rounded bottom, nice head and shoulders bottom. We've got a nice uptrend going here. The corn market was able to recover throughout the day here off those early lows. I think corn market's probably in a sort of a grind higher fashion type of trade. Fundamentally, we're not going to run out of corn, but until we see a lot more cash corn start to hit the market, it feels like corn wants to hold together here. And the beans would happen to roll over. We could see unwinding of that spread, selling the beans and buying back some of this corn position. But the trend's higher. Some of the technical guys are looking for substantially higher prices later on this summer. I've seen the Elliott Wave guys project as high as 626 later on in July and August, if weather would kick in on some of this. That's extreme bullish news. But on the flip side, after last week's outlook meetings, 390 as an average is kind of depressing on the downside. Kind of tells me short-term in here, we're kind of following the seasonals and take advantage of this technical up in through here to give guys opportunity to try to get caught up on some sales, get to where you want to be to take advantage of maybe some weather markets later on this summer.
Given normal conditions, and throw the weather out at the moment, but normal conditions for the new crop, what's your ideas for where that market might be headed? Of course, you've given us kind of the top and the bottom end of the range, depending on a full-size normal, I guess, yield, because that's what USDA would be using with a 390, and then the top side up around 625. But where do you think the market will head under normal growing conditions?
Well, that's a good question. There's still a lot of moving targets yet. The acreage, we feel, we're still missing some acres. At these price levels, the acreage would be there. Yield-wise, they're optimistic 165. I know everybody's a good farmer, but that's going to talk all-time records in some areas, which is possible for favorable weather. We feel the upper end on these futures is this 475, 480 area, and we feel downside risk is close to $4. And how we're attacking this market from a risk management point of view, we're kind of defending that $4.50 to $4 level basis December futures. You start getting below 4.5, guys start to cringe a little bit, and we feel though that $4 is going to offer some buying opportunities for some of these end users. So we feel that 50 cent bracket needs to be protected, and we're moving in that type of defensive posture until we get more of the growing season and see where we're at. We feel it's best to put some type of price floor in and leave your upside open there, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He will be one of many analysts that join us next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but the following one. That's March the 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Most of our analysts will be on hand for our day-long, all-day Ag Outlook. If you have not purchased your tickets yet, now would be a really good time to do that at 217-333-7300. Sue Martin will be there, along with Murray Wise and Jonathan Compass, too. We'll take you all the way through what's happening in the marketplace, take a look at land values, and how the farm programs will affect the farm in the next 5 years over at the All Day Ag Outlook. Call right now at 217-333-7300 to reserve your tickets today.